should the voting age be dropped to 16? Now, recently an amendment to lower the voting age was not voted on before MPs, of course, decided to go to the polls in December. But would you back an age change? I've been speaking to the former Lib Dem MP Lembit Opic and the commentator Andre Walker, who gave me his thoughts.
Well, I genuinely think this is one of the most pointless proposals in British politics, simply because it doesn't address any problem. Fundamentally, we keep hearing that young people are disengaged with the political process, and that is true. But lowering the voting age isn't going to make any difference to that. If having the right to vote engaged you in politics, then why will a majority of 18 to 25-year-olds not bother voting in this general election? Fundamentally, we need people to be engaged in the political process, and the way you do that is to make them feel like their vote counts. Let me give you an obvious example. You know, we have an unelected government in Brussels that dictates large swathes of our legislation. Whichever way you vote in the general in a normal general election, you would have no impact whatsoever on any of those policies. That's why people are disengaged, and it's got nothing to do with voting age.
Well, Lembit Opic, you were the youth affairs spokesperson for your party on this very topic.
Yeah, this isn't about Brexit. This is about principle. And there's a very fundamental point here. No taxation without representation. Fine, let's not give 16 and 17-year-olds the vote, but then let's not make them pay tax either. How can you possibly justify a situation where at 16 and 17, you're actually subsidising the government you can't even select? Now, I think the timing would have been wrong to do it now, because it was a cynical move, really, by Remainers to try and get 16 and 17-year-olds to see it their way. But fundamentally, there can be no argument to say, oh, well, you're too immature, too stupid, too uninterested to have the right to vote. And you could use that argument about large swathes of communities, of voters of all ages. So let's get away from that and recognise you're going to charge them tax, you're going to have to give them the vote.
Andre?
Well, look, any voting age is arbitrary. You know, why stop at 16? Why not go for 15, 14? Why can't a 7-year-old vote? I mean, fundamentally, I don't see why this arbitrary line needs to be altered. And we are in a bizarre situation at the moment where we keep hearing from people, you know, the political system is unfair because I was too young to vote. You know, I was too young to vote in the 1987 general election. So what? Look, what is the problem that this fundamentally solves?
Well, look, across the UK, across the UK, Andre, in September, when there were rumours of a snap general election, nearly 200,000 people applied to register to vote in just 72 hours, and more than half of them were under 35. So there is, in the younger generation, there is a desire to have their say, to have their voice heard.
Yeah, but what difference does that make? And the other point I'd make, I'd reiterate, is fundamentally the majority of young people in this country, 18 to 25, are not going to vote in the general
election. But that's not the point.
If having the vote engaged you in politics, then they would be dancing down to the ballot box. You know, there might be 100,000 of them that's not even bothered to register. Fundamentally, there is a problem with our political system that young people are disengaged. And whatever level you put the voting age at, that will make absolutely no difference whatsoever.
That's a nonsensical argument. You're saying because they're not engaged, they shouldn't be able to engage. That's complete circular way of excluding 16 and 17-year-olds from our voting system. I was very involved in politics even when I was at school, and then I went on to be active in student politics. There are plenty of people who are 16, 17, 18 who are damn sight more informed about politics than 28, 30, 40, 50-year-olds.
Well, why can't
don't buy that patronising attitude.
Lembit, why not allow voting at 14 then? What is it about 16-year-olds that's so important? There has to be a voting age, presumably. Therefore, you draw the line somewhere. Frankly, yes. I just don't see how waiting a year or two to vote is going to make any difference. I'll tell you what will make a difference, if you think about it, look, it doesn't take a degree in political science to work out that as a resident of the Royal Borough of Windsor, you know, which party is going to win is pretty obvious. You know, most people live in safe seats, and fundamentally, that is something that is something.
So what you're saying, Andre, is that a lot of seats are so set in stone in terms of who's going to win them, there's no point. It doesn't matter if people between the age of 16 and 18 decide and are able to vote.
Let me tell you, almost nobody is going to decide this election apart from one or two people in a
okay.
few marginal seats.
Lembit.
Frankly, if you want to engage people in the political process, you need need root and branch change, not this waste
okay.
of time.
This is a mishmash of all different ideas there. You asked a very valid question. Why 16 instead of 14? Well, actually, 16 is much more rational and less arbitrary than 18, because at 16 you get a lot of rights in this country which entitle you to be treated as an adult. Are you really telling me that it's a bigger responsibility to vote than to have a family? You can get married at 16. You can have children at 16.
Pay tax.
You can fight in the army at 16, but you can't vote for the government essentially to war. It just doesn't add up.
Look, every year you get older as a child, you will become more mature. It's not as if suddenly you wake up on your 16th birthday and something has fundamentally changed about you.
It is different. In the eyes of the law, it is different.
Let me just say to you, I'm not necessarily saying I'm particularly against this proposal. The point I'm making is it doesn't resolve any problems in terms of young people being disengaged in the political process.
But obviously,
Andre, in terms of that disengagement that you've referenced a few times, if they have the option then at 16 to vote, they can. If they are engaged, they have the option, the facility to go and have their voice heard. If they do not change the age of voting, it makes no difference at all.
Yeah, but a 16-year-old has the right to vote when they turn 18. Look, you know, it's not as if you're waiting for a huge amount. It's not as if you're waiting for a huge amount of time. But I simply repeat the point again. Look, the vast majority of young people in this country are not going to vote in the general election, and that is about political disengagement. Right. And this proposal does nothing to solve it.
And here's the answer to the question you asked. It's less arbitrary at 16 than at 18 because the change that the law sees in your status as a young adult in this country.
What about Lambert? Andre mentioned a level of maturity and understanding. Is there not a point there when you are very young, your experience of politics and who the right person for you to select in that ballot box, would you know enough at that point?
I think you do. And once again, it's patronising to assume that age is determinant on how smart you are about how you vote. There are some people who vote for certain political parties, and I think they're not to do it. Not because they're 18 or 28, just because I think there's no merit in the votes that they're casting. Having said that, you've got to make a distinction. And really, in a sense, we've got to the core point here. Is there a non-arbitrary age at which you can start voting? It's 16. And I think that also, if you know that you can vote, then not everyone, as you rightly say, a lot of people won't vote at that age, but you then have an actual motivation to follow the debate. And if you don't have a vote, you don't have that motivation. And back to my original point, don't give 16 and 17-year-olds a vote, but then don't expect them to pay tax for a government they can't elect.
Okay, Andre Walker, just finally on this, there's been some cynical comments regarding recent discussions on lowering the voting age, because some people say, well, look, this is an attempt by certain people to target younger people because of their perceived stance on Brexit.
Yeah, look, the people who advocate 16 and 17-year-old voting have got the poll numbers, and they know they're going to vote for them. It's an entirely cynical proposal. Look, you know, bring it in, don't bring it in, but fundamentally it makes no difference to how we engage with young people in this country.
It was the wrong timing, but it's the right idea, and I hope that we come back to it and we do get 16, 17-year-olds to vote, because I didn't think they're quite as immature as you're making out.
OK, 0-30-30-80-55-55. Let's see what you think at home this morning. Lambert Opick and Andre Walker, thank you both very much. Let's go to David on this. Good morning, David.
Morning, Danny. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
Wouldn't be on for giving the 16-year-old vote, especially young males.
Why?
I was speaking from experience, am I? At 16, I wasn't fully cooked. At 18, I was really starting to get fully cooked. And at 21, I was really starting to get a thing called common sense.
What do you mean by cooked, though? Do you mean an understanding of politics?
An understanding of politics.
Well, I know people in their 40s that don't understand. I know people in their 50s. You know, maturity is something that, you know, different people come to at different ages, and there are people, I'm sure you'll agree, that never get there.
Really, with age comes wisdom. At 16, you haven't lived long enough to have wisdom.
But you're living long enough to pay tax and to get married and join the army?
At 16 years of age, you're not paying tax unless you do get a job. Most 16-year-olds I know are still staying on a school. Now, the point I'm trying to make is they haven't lived long enough, they haven't experienced different political parties. They could be very, very easily influenced by false promises made by some of the political parties.
Okay.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Now, 16 years of age, you haven't enough common sense, you haven't lived long enough, you haven't enough wisdom.
Okay. John, thank you. John, next. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, I going back to this disenfranchised voters. My calculations could be a bit off with the voting pool that is there for the UK, but I reckon you had 17.9 voted to leave, 16 million odd voted to remain. But unfortunately, over 13 million voters were so disenfranchised, they didn't bother the backsides. Nobody seems to be investigating what happened there.
Okay, John, thank you. We ran out of time for Norman. Norman, good morning. Say hello quickly.
Morning, Vinny. Vinny, what does a 16-year-old know about running a home and paying bills? And most of them don't even work. What do they know about an economy? Right. Absolutely not.
Norman, thanks for your contribution today. Thank you very much.